I'm looking through my phone again, feeling anxious, afraid to be alone again. I hate this. I'm trying to find a way to chill. Can't breathe. Is there somebody who can help me? It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up. No medicine is strong enough. Someone help me. I'm crawling in my skin, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood. I need somebody now. I need somebody now. Someone to help me out. I need somebody now. Those words I just sang are cries. Symptoms of a society that is reaching out for someone. Someone who knows and understands, and someone who can truly help us. For some of you may know this song. It is from a famous artist, the name of Shawn Mendes. And it is a song that helps us understand the suffering that occurs from anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses that are in our world today. For in searching the top song of today's culture, this song titled In My Blood was a number one hit, and therefore, as followers of Jesus Christ, our true prophet proclaims in his preaching to us this day the following words of great power, of great hope, of great encouragement, words of healing. St. Paul, we hear, to the weak, I became weak. To win over the weak, I've become all things to all, to save at least some. And all this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. For Christ took away our infirmities and bore our diseases, and as such we praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. Such words that we hear in our readings, they help us to grow in understanding of who takes our pain, who takes our sufferings, who takes our hurts, who takes our sorrows, namely, who heals, the one who relieves, the one who gives us freedom, our Lord Jesus Christ. But some may ask, the pain is so much for Paul Michael. I don't want to give my pain to anyone else. So just let me suffer because I deserve it. Womp, womp. My friends, our Lord came to take away your sins, to wash you clean. He desires to make all things new in each and every day of our lives, and desires to carry your burdens because his yoke is easy and his burden light. And he desires to heal you from your infirmities now. And as such, when we listen more closely with open hearts and open ears of faith to the Lord speaking to us today in our readings, all of us come to him with our woundedness. So as to allow the Lord to be the divine physician of your soul. So I know myself, I accidentally cut myself here with my finger, chopping some peppers. This was last Sunday for my brother priest. Typically, after the noon mass, we have brunch together in fraternity. And one of us who doesn't have either the noon mass or the overflow mass will be cooking away. I accidentally cut myself chopping those peppers. And I realize this upcoming week, this past week, was my silent retreat. Father Chris and myself went on a silent retreat and also received another wound from hiking. And I was very ambitious and wanted to get a hiking stick, a rod, and a staff, right? And then I was so ambitious that I was trying to chop off with my own hands the limbs, no pun intended, and then accidentally cut myself here. So there's interesting, there's two marks, two wounds of Christ on his hands. And I realize that it took a while for this wound and these wounds to heal. It took this whole week, and they're still healing. I still have, you can kind of see the blood. And yet, it takes time to heal. And so I invite you to bring your wounds, to be vulnerable, vulnus. This is the word of wound. To bring your wounds to the Lord and allow time to heal. And as such, as we heard in our gospel reading, that our Lord, who is the divine physician, went out early in the morning simply to take time to pray. So this is great encouragement for you all, attending the 8 a.m. Mass. So all of us have an 8 a.m., right? So Jesus went off at 8 a.m. maybe, but in the morning. And so we too should take the time to reflect and let our conscience come awake and alive in God's presence, a presence that heals, a presence that saves, a presence that loves you. I also want to affirm and encourage all of you, if you simply need someone to talk to, please, someone to talk to. Please know that myself, Father Chris, and Father Will, the staff at St. Mary's here, are here for you to listen. And do not be afraid to reach out for help. For there are many who love you. There are many who care for you. Jesus cares for you. And know that he listens. And so when we unpack the story of Job in our first reading, his life is like a roller coaster. Where he has made it big, happy, home, good material resources, and he has regular religious observer. The Lord brags to Satan about him, what a virtuous man Job is. But Satan says that Job's prayers might stop if his bank account was blocked. So the Lord reluctantly lets Satan do his worst. And poor Job, womp womp, doesn't know what hit him. He speaks about the misery and emptiness of life when some of his friends of his come along offering some religious support and comfort and words of hope. He doesn't seem to help poor Job. And yet, though we are far removed from Job in time, but not that removed from his experiences. For many of us who see and live in reality right now, we see, yes, there's a lot of chaos, perhaps a lot of craziness going on. We see the marriages heading for the rocks, people with nervous breakdowns, teenagers at odds with their parents, destruction and violence in our cities, and at times, the world in which we live in is full of immorality, injustice, exploitation, and hypocrisy, for it seems the systems to operate are not really working. And yet we ask, what can a Christian say to all of this and say to Job? My friends, there's no easy answer to take away the pain we find ourselves have received. And yet the answer is actually truly simple. That is to listen. To listen to the other image of God who is right in front of you. To listen to the other person who is God's creature right in front of you. And to listen to the voice of Jesus in disguise, to the one who is in the midst of your presence. For the cry of emptiness, loneliness, despair, and pain may not be the most profound insight into life, but the cry is real and honest and strong. In a way, these cries are part of the Christian message, for we even find it in the Savior's cry. And on his lips, on that Good Friday, Abba, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And such a cry today is part of the words spoken now And it demands a response. A response of listening. Therefore, when we take a look and listen to the response of persons in pain, or even our own responses to pain, we can see that response at work in the gospel passage. The sick come to Jesus, and he heals them. Our first reaction is to think that here we cannot be imitators of Christ. But that is only true if we take the miracles of Jesus in a narrow sense. We cannot make illness go away with a simple action as Christ could, but all of us can respond by being present to others and to listen. And then we can help to ease the suffering, the sufferings of those who God puts into our lives as a gift for you at that time. We can let Christ himself act in us to fill the loneliness, care for the sick, to be with the fearful and the heartbroken, and to heal others with the great power of Christ who listens to us, to help us to be his physical presence to others by listening. And though many of us are all too familiar with suffering in one shape or form, whether it is physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual suffering, there is no getting away from suffering, for it comes to us all, and it comes in different guises at different times in our lives. To live is to suffer. Regardless of our differences, suffering is something we all have in common, and yet some people seem to suffer more than others. And though it is difficult to measure suffering, especially in others, for some who do not seem to be suffering, can be in great pain, and others who seem to be suffering greatly can have a deep peace. And yet the power of Jesus heals when we allow God to stretch our hearts in the midst of the suffering, and to simply receive the suffering with great patience and endurance and in faith, because the divine physician knows your heart. For he created it. He created your heart and desires to fill you up with his great truth, his great power, his great mercy, and his great forgiveness. Thinking of that game Operation, right? He's a divine physician. He has the tools and he knows exactly what you need. Yes, the cry of Job in today's reading is one that comes out of deep suffering, and he is most certainly in a very dark place indeed. Not only has he lost his health, his property, and members of his family, but he seems to have lost God. He had been living an exemplary life, and he cannot understand why God has allowed so much misfortune to befall him, and the God whom he worshipped when times were good now seems a complete stranger to him. The God to whom he related as a friend now seems to have become his enemy, and the God to whom he experienced great love felt betrayed. And yet, the experience of loss, whether it is the crisis or loss of health or property or loved ones, can bring on something of a spiritual crisis in our lives. And some can be tempted to abandon God when their prayers out of the depths are not heard. And thus, one may feel even angry when their prayers are not answered. And yet, indeed, this is very much the place where Job finds himself today in the readings. Job, in that sense, is every man, every woman, and the literary figure of Job is a very authentic depiction of the dark side of human experience. Indeed, the dark side of the faith in God. Yet, we have the way and the truth and the life. And therefore, in a practical way, I want to encourage you all to sit at the feet of Jesus, the divine physician, by finding him in the Holy Eucharist, where his true presence of healing listens to your hearts, and he listens to your cries. Come to him in the exposition of the Holy Eucharist and adore our Lord as he adores you as his creature. Come to him in confession as he listens to your pain, your hurt, your sins, and your wounds, and your vulnerability of cries to him. And then listen to him heal you from his heart. I absolve you of all your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The words of merciful absolution. And as such, the Jesus who is crucified in weakness is the same risen Lord Jesus who is with us in our own experiences of suffering and desolation. And just as he was with the suffering and the brokenhearted in today's gospel, he is with us who knows our experience from the inside and desires to listen to your heart now more than ever. And having gone down into the depths and having moved beyond the depths into the fuller life, he can enable us to do the same for others, for he is the good shepherd who, even when we walk through the valley of darkness, it is there where his crook and his staff give us courage. And therefore, as disciples of Jesus, may we cry to him with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our being, with all of our bodies, to him. Because it is through his authority that saves, and it's through the power of his holy words that sets us free. Jesus, draw us to listen to you in our hearts, as you are, for you wash away our infirmities and cleanse us of our sins, and the one, Lord, who heals the brokenhearted.